Welcome into the College Football Scout and Route on the Landry Football Podcast Network. We've got an intriguing SEC game this week, Ole Miss at Kentucky. How good are both of these teams? We're going to get a feel for it. Ole Miss's defense got some vulnerabilities. Kentucky's not running the football as well as they normally do, but throwing the football pretty well. It's going to be interesting. Will Levis is playing like a pro prospect. Chris Rodriguez is coming back. We'll see if the Ole Miss defense, which has looked better against weaker competition, did not look good against Tulsa last week. What gives here? We're going to learn more about these teams. The Ole Miss offense, though, is really good. They are running the football very well. It's not about what Jackson Dart can do at quarterback. He's been solid, but it's the ground game that's taken over this offense. Kentucky's been solid against the run. We'll see if with their duo of running backs, really three good running backs at Ole Miss, what they're able to do. Can Kentucky handle a passing game? Anthony Richardson wasn't real effective. Can they slow down the run? Can they defend this Ole Miss offense with seven and keep split safeties? How this is going to really play out is going to be a lot of fun. In essence, Kentucky's played Florida, a pretty good team, a nice win. Ole Miss hasn't played a good team yet. We're going to learn more about these teams. It's going to be interesting. It's obviously in Oxford, certainly an advantage there. But how much of an advantage is that going to be? 2-4-0 teams that we're going to learn more about this week. Got some further thoughts about this matchup over at LandryFootball.com. Detailed film room breakdowns for you. How we think this game's going to come out. So check it out. Check out our football season sale today over at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our football season sale. Try it out for a month or 6 months, whatever is your flavor. Make sure that you subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. We've got all the conference shows, but this Landry Football Podcast Network will get you all the shows, college, NFL, breakdowns. We got it all for you in the Landry Football Podcast Network. But now for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
This is Andrew Hodson, and this is the route to victory in betting number 7, Kentucky, at number 14, Ole Miss, in a battle of 4-0 SEC teams. Ole Miss comes into this as a 7-point favorite, and despite the fact that they are the 7-point favorites, I actually am going to go with Kentucky covering that 7-point spread. I'm not sure that they're going to get the win in Oxford, but I think that they're going to play at least well enough to cover. I think having senior quarterback Will Levis, second year in Kentucky, 13-game starter last year, of course all four this year, he's been in the SEC before. He's been in these types of environments. He knows how to play ranked opponents, whether it doesn't matter if it's on the road or at home. This is something that he's familiar with. And we, of course, saw this against Florida this year with them beating the Gators. He just knows how to keep his team in it. He knows how to win in the SEC. You know, no, he's not going to be winning any national titles anytime soon, but for Kentucky, he knows how to get these types of wins, or at the very least, keep them in it. I think it's going to be interesting, though, because Ole Miss does boast the top rushing offense for any team in the SEC with 280 yards per game. However, Kentucky is a very respectable 108 yards per game rushing on the ground against for defense. So very much a show of strength here between a very good rushing offense against a very good rushing defense. And I think whenever you just have that kind of matchup of equals along with, you know, the Kentucky having the veteran quarterback, I think that this just feels like a Kentucky cover. I don't know if it's going to be a Kentucky win again. And throwing the ball for Ole Miss, Jackson Dart, the sophomore, he's 92nd in passing yards. He does only have the 2 interceptions to go with 5 touchdowns, but he's not really been a huge threat through the air this year, especially compared to Ole Miss's ground game. And I think whenever things get slowed down and you have that veteran Kentucky team, I think that this is going to be less than a 1-score game. And this is just what Mark Stoops does. He goes on the road in the SEC and he gives ranked teams trouble, if not outright beating them. And that's why I think Kentucky at the very least is going to cover the 7-point spread this weekend. And that's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the sports betting stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.